This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. U.S. policy on the war in Gaza will depend on Israel's ability to better protect civilians and humanitarian workers. USA's John Schaefer with more on a pivotal phone call Thursday between President Joe Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Tal Heinrich, spokesperson for the Prime Minister, said that the Israeli government is diligently addressing the crisis.
We all agree that there has to be minimal civilian suffering, minimal civilian casualties in Gaza, and we're working taking unprecedented steps to reach these goals.
Biden specifically addressed the recent airstrikes that resulted in the deaths of 7 World Central Kitchen aid workers, deeming them unacceptable.
The company committed to underwriting Donald Trump's reduced $175 million New York fraud penalty may not be solvent. At least that's what New York Attorney General Letitia James expects in a court filing this week. She asked an appeals court Thursday to make Trump provide proof that the company has the money Trump owes, just in case his appeal fails. Meanwhile, the federal judge denying Trump's request to dismiss his classified documents case. A NASA employee being hit with sexual assault charges in Houston. The Harris County DA's office says 37-year-old Eric Sim is accused of committing the assaults between 2019 and 2022 at his home. Houston Police Detective Caitlin Houghton says Sim used his position with NASA to impress and gain the trust of his female victims.
That does gain trust pretty immediately just based off of the type of employment a person has.
Investigators believe there may be more victims. Meteorologists forecasting an extremely active hurricane season ahead. Colorado State University researchers anticipate 23 named storms. This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The FAA will continue investigating a near miss at New York's LaGuardia Airport. A commercial airliner accidentally buzzed the control tower last month during bad weather and multiple attempts to land.
Go around, climb the heading, climb maintain 2000, climb maintain 2000.
Everything turned out fine, no one was hurt, but the FAA wants to find out how that plane ended up so close to the control tower. The first week of April proving itself to be true to its reputation as one of the most turbulent periods for tornado activity. Meteorologists have verified the occurrence of over 20 tornadoes across a dozen states this week, of course, with the possibility of more to come. Researchers will be using Monday's solar eclipse as a chance to learn more about our sun, as well as how the celestial event affects the natural world. NASA will launch a plane that will observe the outer layer of the sun and the dust ring that orbits it. Amir Caspi, an astrophysicist working alongside the U.S. Space Agency, says the last time they did this was in 2017.
We got amazing data. I could see it coming down off the live satellite feed. And of course, we're using a new instrument that's more capable and is able to get us a richer set of data, richer set of observations.
Other scientists are set to study things like the quieting of wildlife during the eclipse, and the event's impact on communications and lowering temperatures. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're live and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, it seems that for decades now, you see these chemtrails, right, that follow aircraft up in the sky. And people look at that and they go, well, what's going on there? And, then you get the people who have a little bit of knowledge about this stuff going, whatever is happening up there is probably not good. And, and so the conversation continues. And what happens is the government and the media find a way of, marginalizing that kind of conversation. There's nothing here. Set you aside here and marginalize you and just put a tinfoil hat on all these people that are talking about chemtrails and things that are happening up there in the sky. But we're not supposed to, we're not supposed to point that out. The one guy, what an idiot he was to point out that balloon that was overhead kind of traversing across the United States. And then we find out later on, it was, slow delivery from China, actually a collection point. Initially it was like the government knew nothing about it and took Joe Biden and the administration, a week only because the people said something and they were kind of embarrassed and they had to do it and they had to send a quarter of $1 billion worth of ammo to go knock down a cheap balloon. I mean, they did do that. They did wipe out, I think, a college, university's weather project with a $250,000 missile. This is just unbelievable. But this is how silly the elites can be. They think they know it all. But John Fleetwood from johnfleetwood.com is with us right now, as he is on most Fridays. And John, chemtrails, stuff that's happening up in our environment, our sky, should we not be concerned about that? I mean, as citizens, this is now you're starting to mess around with the air that we breathe here. I mean, this is really an environmental issue, but you got these mad scientists that are there in their laboratories with all their money, and especially if they can tap into the largesse of the treasury, of the taxpayers' treasury, then that even adds more fun and opportunities. And they're just using our sky as some, grand chemical beaker deposit. It just seems a little weird and scary at the same time. What do you say?
I think there's a lot of health problems that people are experiencing these days. I think a lot of parents are experiencing their children going through a lot of health problems that are unexplained. Mm-hmm. And so just pay attention to your health. That's number one. If things are just different health-wise than they used to be. Cancer's going up, autism's mm-hmm. going up, autoimmune diseases are going up, all kinds of health problems are going up, and it seems like these doctors just can't figure out what's going on. So that's number one. Number two, just look up every once in a while. I think the older generations really need to help the younger ones understand that the sky doesn't look the same as mm-hmm. it used to. I'm out here in Tennessee, I look up in the sky, and most days it's like a silvery haze, even on clear days.
Mm-hmm.
And then also there's spraying that goes on, these planes that fly overhead, and I take pictures of these in video, so if anybody you know, doesn't believe that they exist, they can, you know, contact me, and I'll share all the evidence that I have.
Right.
These planes that disperse these lines that are not contrails, short for condensation trails, sure, that can happen. But you'll look up and you'll see some planes have those condensation trails, some don't, and even if they're flying at the same altitude. And I track these planes with flight radar, so I know exactly how high they're flying. I know what kinds of planes they are. It's a Boeing 737. I know whether they're military planes. And then, so just look up every once in a while, people, and you'll see these lines in the skies. You'll see, especially older generations, you'll see the skies don't look the same. Third point. Bill Gates is funding this technology, and I'll get to that in a second. And there are state bills. Tennessee just passed the House and the Senate.
Yeah, I saw that
bill
that bans
chemtrails. Pennsylvania, Doug Mastriano's putting together a bill right now that's going to be doing the same. But they're in tons of states, guys. People who are looking at this understand this isn't a conspiracy theory. But let me give you this one last...
So thank God somebody's paying attention here, John, right?
People are paying attention, and it's just funny. Like, I care about people's health. Like, I'm a Christian.
Yeah.
I believe the Bible. I believe that God created the heavens and the earth. He created everything that exists. He put man in the midst of the earth as sort of the crown creation, and he said, be fruitful and multiply. I want people to be fruitful. I want to be fruitful. I want to live life and feel good, and I want other people to feel good. I want to love my neighbor and have them feel good. Well, that's why we're talking about this in the first place. I don't want them dumping stinking chemicals on my head from the air, and I breathe it in. We breathe it in. Your kids breathe it in. The elderly breathe it in. Pregnant women breathe it in. They've done no long-term studies on this. Let me give you one last piece of evidence for anybody who's on the fence about whether or not, you know, so-called chemtrails exist. In June 2023, the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy, OSTP, released a congressionally mandated report suggesting that both a regional, meaning local, and global, meaning worldwide, geoengineering projects are being carried out covertly. This document that the White House has up on their website, anybody can go there. If you go to johnfleetwood.com, I have the document there, and I've got the links for you. It actually says covertly. So they're carrying out geoengineering projects, governments all over the world, covertly, means without citizens' knowledge, on page 43 of this White House congressionally mandated report. The document confirms that the United States, quote, conducts or funds research into solar radiation modification, end quote. That's SRM for short, solar radiation modification, solar meaning sun, radiation meaning light or heat coming from the sun, modification means, you know, to adjust. So if they're spraying these chemicals in the air, the White House confirms it, they're spraying it in the air to block the sun, all in the name of so-called climate change.
Climate change,
which
is exactly
controversial.
Mm-hmm. Right.
People don't really believe in climate change. Even the people who promote climate change don't really believe in climate change because they say the sea levels are rising. Why are you buying houses on the beach then?
Yeah.
Why are you guys buying houses on the beach? No bank would give you a loan for a piece of property that's going to be underwater. Okay, and these banks are serious when it comes to money. Just ask anybody trying to buy a house right now. Okay?
Right,
so
exactly.
And they're flying on jets. John Kerry's flying on a jet. Greta Thunberg's flying on jet. Taylor Swift is flying on jets. All the people talking about crying crocodile tears about climate change, they don't really believe it. It's a scam. So the whole premise that they're spraying stuff in the air to save the earth, that's not why they're doing it. Why are they really doing it? I mean, who knows? But the fact that they are doing it is confirmed by White House documents. And Gates himself is funding this technology. And there's a project that the New York Times was reporting on going on in Alameda, California, where they're strapping these instruments to these aircraft carriers and releasing these salt solutions with other chemicals, who knows what else, into the air to block the
We got to go to break. We'll pick it up on the other side. More from John Fleetwood after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Have you heard? Two-thirds of American Christians don't know how to tell others about Jesus, but it can be as easy as asking a simple question. Our Have You Heard challenge invites Christians to ask at least 10 people throughout the year if they've heard the gospel message. If someone responds that they've not heard, then the believer can share about the love of Christ with them. If the person already knows Christ, they can join the challenge and share the gospel themselves. It's time for Christians in America to stop internalizing our faith and get out there and share it. It might seem daunting to share the gospel, but all it takes is one simple question. Have you heard? To learn how you can initiate spiritual conversations and potentially make an eternal impact in the lives of people in your own community, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I know you probably feel like, okay, Martinez, you're putting a tinfoil hat on our heads again. You know, think about this. How many times, John, how many times did the media tell us that we're, you know, tin foil hat wearers and the facts of, you know, come out finally? They reluctantly report the truth and we're the ones that are right. But they still want us to wear the tinfoil hat. For what purpose? you know, to marginalize us, invalidate the information, all the hard work that we do, because we own our own knowledge. We feel it's our civic responsibility. I mean, first of all, it's a responsibility to ourselves and our family to know what we're talking about, to understand what's happening, that it's just, you know, that we're not a bunch of lab rats. Because what it seems like here, John, and we've talked about it, and people, you know, when I bring this up, they kind of look at me like, whoa, you really got over the top. But, you know, eugenicists exist. I mean, there are people with a mindset, and, you know, of which Adolf Hitler was a eugenicist, Margaret Sanger, the founder, the originator of Planned Parenthood, a eugenicist, and Bill Gates, you know, his father before him. You know, there's a long list of people, you know, that you think are world changers and thinkers, influencers, at that level, at a higher level of operation, that firmly believe, you know, unlike God, that the planet cannot sustain, they used to say back in the days, 2 billion. Now we're at 8 billion. Their head's got to be exploding. And they're just sitting there thinking, oh, my gosh, you know, they probably don't even sleep at night, thinking, John, that at any moment the Earth is just going to unravel at the seams. It's just going to unfold, and we know that it will, but in a different sort of way. But they just think that because of the number of people on planet Earth, that we're going to explode. And they really, like a doctrine, they believe this to be so, right?
Yeah, and the people who would say anything that we're talking about is conspiratorial. I mean, the people who think like that, I mean, really don't know how to think. They just listen to whatever the people on the screen with the moving picture and the, you know, the talking faces tell them. You know, these mm-hmm. are the people who are very good at, you know, being hypnotized. I mean, these are the people who just kind of trust the government implicitly. And I'm not saying the government's just all of them are bad. I love the Constitution. I love the Declaration of Independence. I love the Bill of Rights. I love America. I love the principles.
Yeah, but unfortunately, our government isn't practicing those documents. They are no longer, just like us. They've been marginalized. Our faith has been marginalized. God himself has been marginalized, you know, because they think they know better, John. And we have to call it out for what it is, because here it is. We're going into, again, another critical, and this really, I believe, is kind of the linchpin. This is what Barack Obama, the Democratic Party, Hillary Clinton, this is, you know, this is their utopia. And their moment of truth is going to happen this November. If they can get Joe Biden reelected and control this government for another 4 years, John, you know, the American dream doesn't survive. I don't know how it does.
Well, the way it will survive is if these truths come out and people stop trying to censor speech. I think people would wake up, like the chemtrail bill in Tennessee. It doesn't actually say chemtrail in the bill, but it bans geoengineering, solar radiation modification, all the things that
yeah, but these people don't know what that means, though, John. Yeah, they don't know what that means.
Yeah, they don't know,
geoengineering? Right.
Yeah, the it just means geo-earth engineering. Everybody knows what engineering means. You know, you're engineering the earth. You're changing the earth. You're trying to modify the earth. But look,
they were the creators, right? They were the inventors of the earth. And so, we see, because the inventor of the earth knows all the foundational principles and knows what to tweak. Now, these guys are, you know, scientists that are looking at it after the fact. And many, you know, just in step one, deny God. Well, if you deny God, the inventor, the creator of it all, how good do you think you can get to really coming to understand the true geological principles that are behind God's creation?
Yeah, they don't. We don't. And they haven't.
It's impossible.
There are no long-term studies on these. There are no long-term studies on what they're spraying on us, because it's all done covertly, according to the White House
document
that was released in 2023. It's done covertly, meaning we don't know about it.
That's right.
We don't know about it. They're not telling us about it. If they're not telling us about it, they're not telling us about any long-term studies. They haven't done any long-term studies. to see if the stuff that they're spraying on us, the silver dioxide, they're spraying aluminum, they're spraying all kinds of things that are linked to all kinds of diseases. And we wonder why our health is worse. Look, the more control that we give to the CDC, the FDA, and the government as it is right now, corrupt and compromised by the deep state, the more diseases go up. Like, mm-hmm. have you ever had an interaction with, I mean, have you ever been audited before? Or have you ever had a good experience with the government when they really get involved with you? Have they really helped you in any way? And look, I love the Constitution, love America, but the government as it is right now is awful, and the more control we give them, the more disease goes up. So we need to start holding them accountable, because they're not telling us what they're doing. They actually say, well, they say they're doing it, but they're doing it covertly, so they're not going to tell us because we're too dumb to understand what they're doing, apparently. They think we're dumb. And look, the more control we give them, the more disease goes up. So we just need to hold them accountable. And people like me, people like you, Bill, we're going to dig into this stuff. We're going to find the information. We're going to give it to you. And we're going to explain it.
Well, and it's up to the audience. Yeah, exactly. And it's up to the audience to own your own knowledge. We keep saying that. And we'll say it, you know, probably till the day I die, because I see that as being so critical. You cannot just assume that because, you know, Fox News says something or CNN, that is doctrine. You know, they're readers of talking points that have been supplied to them. They're not doing the research. You know, John Fleetwood is doing the research here, and we're bringing researchers on and people to inform you. To say, and I say to you right off the front, the disclaimer, do not just take our word from it. Let it be your knowledge. You own the knowledge. You do some research. You take some responsibility so that you can protect yourself and protect your family members. That's what's critical right now, because here we are. We got an election coming up, and guess what? You know, we had Dr. Bartlett, you know, a good friend of John and mine, and he's an emergency room doctor, and he says, look at the bird flu's here. You know, we got, even before the bird flu was announced, he said, I think, John, the number was like 9 pandemics in the queue. So Nancy Pelosi, the Democratic apparatchik, they could take their pick and just choose whatever pandemic they want to go for. We'll release emergency authorization use. By then, we'll be forced to probably really turn over our sovereignty to the United Nations and let the WHO, you know, handle pandemic mandates and policy. And the American citizen has no recourse because, you know, like, how are we going to access the international body and say, I object, right? Among other things.
Yeah, and look, the media is going crazy about bird flu right now. There's the guy in Texas who got bird flu in the Texas Panhandle, where they also had to cull. They've been culling millions of chickens. It's in mammals. I mean, it's in cows. So it's jumped from birds to mammals. So now it's zoonotic. Which, by the way, you had that omnibus bill that just passed that earmarked over $1 billion for an influenza zoonotic virus pandemic, not for COVID, but for influenza. The media doesn't tell us this. That big 1,012-page bill that just got passed and Biden signed, it was last weekend or a couple weekends ago, didn't talk about COVID, I think only a couple times. But it did talk about influenza, which is bird flu, and now you're seeing it in the news. It looks like they're planning for another bird flu pandemic.
It's a setup, John. That's what it is, right?
Well, that's what it looks like, and they're doing gain of function on bird flu, and they're making bird flu vaccines. And
you remember when Rand Paul called them out? When he called them out about gain of function? Oh no, we don't. And then now it's, well, we told you we were doing gain of function, right? That's the way they work. John Fleetwood from johnfleetwood.com.
The military continues to evolve. At the 2024 Masters, IBM will debut more new features on the Masters app and masters.com for an even more personalized fan experience. Building on last year's AI-generated narration, IBM has incorporated more generative AI capabilities thanks to Watson X, with large language models taught to understand and speak Spanish, not simply translate the English narration, to deliver the most authentic audio and closed captioning experiences to Spanish-speaking fans. IBM is also bringing shot-by-shot hole insights to the Masters digital platforms, providing detailed breakdowns of current and historical play at any given course hole. This includes real-time data of how a hole has been played during a tournament, projections based on data, and historical analysis based on more than 170,000 shots and ball positions on the course. Paired with the Track Shots feature, Hole Insights enables fans with the ability to receive insights based on live tournament shots for the first time. To see IBM's technology in action, visit Masters.com or the Masters app on your mobile device. Sponsored by IBM.
USA News Update. A federal judge is rejecting Donald Trump's plea to dismiss his classified documents case. USA's John Schaefer.
Trump had argued that the case should be thrown out under the protection of the Presidential Records Act. However, the judge stated that the charges Trump sought to dismiss were not dependent on this statute. Special Counsel Jack Smith has indicted Trump on 40 counts alleging violations of the Espionage Act, which prohibits mishandling national defense information.
A half hour, 30 minutes, that's the amount of time President Biden spent on the phone Thursday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Biden reportedly told Netanyahu he wants to see immediately how Israel plans to improve the situation for Palestinian civilians suffering in the midst of the Israel-Hamas war. The White House says Biden made it clear U.S. foreign policy toward the Gaza conflict will be riding on Israel's response. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. John Byrne's going to be joining us in just a moment. He's the Strategic Director for Concerned Veterans of America. We're going to take a look back. And it's been 10 years since, you remember, all the scandal that was going on with the VA, right? Are we better off? Are we worse off? Well, John will report on that, but a little bit of John's background is important for you to keep in mind. John himself is a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, Semper Fi, my brother, and the Army National Guard. He joined the Marine Corps right out of high school, served 4 years, deployed to Somalia in 93. After leaving the Corps, John joined the New York National Guard, where he continued his service until retirement of 2018. He was in New York City on 9/11, served at Ground Zero for the first 2 weeks after the attacks. Outside his military career, John has spent his time helping other service members and vets, including co-founding a veterans program at the City University of New York. John Byrne, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, good to be on, my fellow Devil Dog. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Hey, like you, John, and like all vets, we continue to have our heart broken over the way our veterans are mistreated. And, you know, we said back then, and we say again now, this has to stop. I mean, I know Donald Trump did a lot to, keep it to the forefront and make some changes. But all things being bureaucratic and the way they operate, it's just way too big. And unfortunately, it's not being operated in a way that it should genuinely serve those who've served us, those who've protected our freedom. It's probably one of the few things in this country that we should hold sacrosanct, and that is the people who have served our country, in my humble opinion, John.
Absolutely. Our brothers and sisters who served alongside us, before us, and after us deserve better than they're getting from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. And it's, next week it's 10 years since the scandal in Phoenix broke around the VA. It was broken because there was a combination of CVA volunteers and staff members and members of the House Veterans Affairs Committee staff all kind of in town and they all heard the same, you know, whistleblower story during a meeting, and what started out, you know, in a local Arizona paper eventually went national, that the VA was keeping two sets of books, one so that their administrators could make bonuses by showing that the hospitals were following the rules about the wait times, and one showing that the real wait times were so much longer that veterans were suffering, and in some cases we really believe that veterans died waiting for VA health care.
There were reports of suicides in the parking lot. Was that extreme? Was that just make-believe, or did this actually happen, John?
It's happened more than once, and you know, veteran suicide today is a major issue. Veterans' mental health care is a major issue. You mentioned the Trump-era reforms. Funny, somebody mentioned that on the Twitter I wrote, promoting my appearance on your show. Yes. And we fought, CVA fought, multiple iterations of trying to get VA reform. Back in 2014, when the story broke, we fought very, very hard over the next few months to get the VA choice bill passed in 2014, which issued the choice card. And I remember getting my choice card in November and wanting to use it in January of 2015 and being told by a VA bureaucrat, no, you can't do that. There's really no choice in the choice card. We fought again in 2017 for the VA Accountability and Whistleblower Protection Act, which would enable the senior VA leadership, the secretary of the VA, to fire rank-and-file employees who broke the rules.
Right.
We've seen that roll back. We helped fight for the Mission Act, the VA Mission Act of 2018, which rolled out on June 6th of 2019, on D-Day 2019, 5 years ago this year. And we saw the VA, even under President Trump, with friendly secretaries, push back. The bureaucrats push back. And as you pointed out, the bureaucrats of the VA are not serving the veterans of our country. They're serving their own self-interest. They're what you and I would call, during our service time, a self-licking ice cream cone.
Yes, right. Exactly. Well, and the thing is, one of the questions I would hold, first of all, in vetting people who work, you know, for the VA, and, you know, has there been a length of service? Have they been participants? Are they vets themselves? Or are they just, you know, they just bureaucrats that are following the party line? And we know sadly, how bureaucrats work. I mean, you know, the bureaucrats perfected DEI before DEI became DEI, frankly, right? I mean, it's at every turn, my experience has been, and John, and I've worked in unions before, and what drove me nuts and drove me out of unions was this element of mediocrity that's promoted. You know, you can't make other people look bad. If you're a high-performing agent, because that's the way God designed you to be, you can't help but be yourself. And if you're one of those working in the bureaucracy, boy, that's a prescription that you'll find yourself in therapy over. Because it's so frustrating, because you're fighting an institution that is well-programmed for mediocrity. And this is the America, you know, that you and I went to war for. We defended our liberties so that we could be all that you could be. But we have a bureaucracy and we have a government that is clipping the wings of all of our human potential here. And to me, John, this is just something. It's worse than hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction and just screeching up the backbone of your back, because it's so unnerving. And here we are. We're participating in this in many ways, and particularly with our hard-earned tax money that we designated
for
this,
right? Doing this with taxpayer money. It's, as you mentioned, there's a kind of a combination of the union and the bureaucratic interests, very similar to what we see across the country in public schools, except here, instead of kids not getting an education, we have veterans not getting their health care in a timely manner, or getting quality care, or both. It's not that all VA employees are bad. As you pointed out, some of them are veterans. Some of the providers, the doctors and nurses, do their best to serve veterans. But there's that mid-level bureaucrat that doesn't want to serve the veterans, that they want to limit the number of patients that doctors are able to see every day, that they want to keep their jobs. You get the senior bureaucrats who work with the union, because the more jobs that they control, the more power and the more centralized bureaucracy that they have. You know, it's good for them if the unions keep their jobs. You know, we have a problem with official time, right? Too many union employees being paid just to do union jobs, again, with American taxpayer dollars, right? There's something fundamentally wrong with that. You know, they're basically We're paying them. I'm paying them. You're paying them to work against our interests.
Well, and then on top of that, we find out we're paying them to be involved in the Biden, political campaign. Wait a minute. They're supposed to be serving the vets, not a political interest.
Well, there's not a union in this country that doesn't take its members' dues and spend it on political interests. And we tend to know which direction those go in. As we pointed out, under the Trump administration and even under the Obama administration before that, we made progress under, two presidents, under multiple secretaries of the Department of Veterans Affairs. And yet under the current administration and this particular secretary, they've tried to roll everything back. The bureaucrats were always trying to roll everything back. But we've seen a concerted push from the very top at this point to roll back that Mission Act, the VA Mission Act of 2018,
right,
which provided veterans the right to go seek community care under a set of access standards, which the VA has violated. We found, internal communications through Freedom of Information requests that were made by Americans for Prosperity Foundation. And it came back, first of all, the information was as opaque as they could, as redacted as they could make it. But what we could see was that they were denying veterans that community care. They were saying, contrary to the law and contrary to their internal standards, that they would rather send veterans to a different state or even to a different region to get health care before they wanted to give it to them through community care, through outside care providers, locally to the veterans.
John, it sounds to me, and again, it bothers me every time when it comes down to, a political debate. This should be apolitical. But unfortunately, what you see consistently happening, and you can tell me if I'm wrong here, it says that when Democrats are in power, veterans get a certain level of service. It takes Republicans to be in power to up the game, and even then we're trying to resist and fight against years of resistance that has been part of the plan of the Democratic Party. Am I off base on this?
I don't know. Conserve Veterans of America, we're at cv4a.org on the web. And if you hit the Take Action button, there's a place where you can actually tell your legislators, your senators, and your congressmen that you want to help veterans get better VA care. So you can do that. We're a nonpartisan organization.
I don't want to get you in there. I get that. John Burns, thanks for being with us.
Chirping, flowers blooming, and a great sale at Kohl's. I just shopped their spring savings bash and found everything I need to get through the rest of the season. I got my whole family tees for $7.99 and shorts under $20. Bought myself some cute dresses and sandals for 30% off and got patio essentials for 30% off. Not to mention I saved an extra 50% off other finds. So don't stop and smell the flowers. Get to Kohl's to save on a great spring. Flex styles, extra 50% off clearance, sell it through April 11th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay. Plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Calling all organizations responsible for implementing all a part of a state's commercial driver's license program and agencies that provide commercial motor vehicle operator safety training. Federal grant funding may be within your reach. I'm Nikki McDavid, Commercial Driver's License Division Chief with the U.S. Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA. The CDL program implementation and the CMB Operator Safety Training Grant programs help pave the way for safer roadways and a safer transportation environment. Prospective applicants are encouraged to learn more about these funding opportunities at fmcsa.dot.gov/grants. Together, we can prevent crashes, serious injuries, and deaths on our nation's highways. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Hey, welcome back. It's about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got the one and only Adam Holtz from PluggedIn.com. Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. How's the team doing? After Easter, they were able to take a breath and say, okay, now we got to get back to work.
Yeah, you right? know, we've had people traveling, we've had some illness, but, you know, that's just part of life, so we're good.
Yeah,
we're good for
yeah,
the most part. Everybody's healthy again.
And last time we checked, God is still on the throne, right?
God is still on the throne, and that is good news.
Yes, amen. Amen, because in light of the crazy political environment, cultural things that we're dealing with, right? Caitlin Clark is setting records and, converting a lot of male types to watch women's basketball for the first time ever.
I got to interrupt you there, Bill, because here's the deal. I don't know if we've ever talked about this. I am an Iowa native, and I am a University of Iowa graduate, and we are on the Caitlin Clark bandwagon as hard as you can be on it. We bought Caitlin Clark flakes off eBay.
Did you really? Oh, wow.
We are so looking forward to tonight, and I'm having conversations with people about the theology of praying for your team to win and whether God hears those prayers or not. So... It'll be a good game tonight. Anyway, thank you for indulging me. But No.
Hey,
it's
really.
My favorite thing to talk about right now is Caitlin.
Well, and the thing is that it is so positive on so many levels, because this is what we love about sports, is the appreciation of sports for the most part, you know, can be fun. Yes, especially in this political environment, us against them all the time. But I think, you know, you can still sit around, you know, with friends over a drink of your choice and be able to enjoy, a fair contest. And, fortunately, women's basketball hasn't been indulged and infected by, you know, men playing, you know, on a national championship team against women. Thank God for that. But I'll tell you what, these gals, I mean, they're tough.
Oh. She's unbelievable.
Yeah, she is particularly, but all the other women that are participating, I mean, gosh, I remember, and of course for me, I grew up, I love playing basketball, and I'll tell you this, and I may have shared this with you or not, but if I'd have been anywhere close to 6 foot, I probably would have died trying, you know, to get into the NBA. I love basketball that much, and I played in school and had a great time. I really, really enjoyed it, obviously, and I've watched, women's basketball, particularly because of my affection for basketball in general. I've watched it evolve to this degree to where the dribbling skills, ball handling skills of these women is, boy, I'll tell you, it's like all of a sudden, you know, fast forward. In the last 10 years, behind the back passes, Caitlin's shooting threes, at the NBA line. I mean, you know, it's like, kidding me?
Yeah,
she just barely passed half court.
She comes across half court, and the entire half court is in play for her. And you know, she went to a Catholic high school in Iowa, Dowling in West Des Moines, Iowa. I haven't heard her talk about her faith, but I will say I heard a big interview with Paige Beckers, who plays for UConn and is their star. Mm-hmm. And man, she talked about God and Jesus suffering.
Yes.
She's had 2 years of massive injuries, and she talked about trusting God. I'm like, okay, well, I have to choose to not dislike you because you are the enemy.
Yeah.
So it was encouraging to hear somebody at that level talking so boldly about her faith.
Yes.
So that's a great story, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the other part, too, which is, we're spending a little bit more time than I planned to on this, but it's okay. give a little break here. But the deal is that the other thing, too, these gals, they talk smack.
Oh, yeah.
They're smack out there. And I'm going, whoa, it's like...
Whoa.
Yeah, it's like, okay, and it's not about makeup, okay? So, I mean,
right.
This is like, you watch them and you think, oh my gosh, it's, that's what it all comes down to. But we gotta understand that's part of the game. I don't care if it's golf, it's football, whatever. The smack is out there. And yes, it is alive and well and very active, in women's basketball at the NCAA and especially in the Final Four. It's gonna be fun.
Gonna be fun. And I just hope Iowa can get past UConn tonight, but,
well,
God has heard my prayers, or not,
Yeah. Well, and UConn's a tough team. I mean, look what they did to SC. They lit it up. I mean, it was like, and so it was a tough situation. They just, but man, they were, their shooting percentage, I think at one point was like 70%. But anyway, we're getting into the small ball of things. Let's talk about the culture. I mean, it's, we're in an election season. You know, all the animosity is being whipped up again, especially, in a political contest. When you don't have anything positive to say, it's because you don't have anything positive to say. So then what do you have to do? You have to emotionalize everything and let's go ahead and let's battle over abortion again and all this stuff. And, and I think that in the political sphere, when it comes to abortion, you pick and choose your battles and find those environments where people are, open to hear the message. Because even when you read in the final months of Jesus' ministry, there were those times where he had to tell the apostles, don't pay attention to them. If they don't want to hear, move on. And and this is where we are in this country right now, is that people of faith are burning themselves out and trying to, convince people of, like we used to say, wrong gospel, wrong church,
Yeah. Well, and I'll say, and I'm going to take this a little bit different direction or just riff off what you're saying. In Scripture, we see evangelism and talking about Jesus as sowing seed, right? We have the parable of the sower. And I think back in my own life, Bill, when I was far from God, and I remember listening to a pretty blunt to almost borderline rude street preacher one day on my campus at the University of Iowa. Mm-hmm. A guy's in the center of the campus, and he is just preaching in a way that is making everybody angry, including me. I got angry at him. I didn't like what he had to say. But you know what? It was a seed. And there's mystery in how God uses things that we say, things that other people say, to accomplish his purposes. And sometimes, even if somebody appears to be ragingly angry, sometimes that anger is actually a sign that it's going in, at some level. And sometimes not. I don't want to over-spiritualize it, but there's seeds being planted, and I think our responsibility in our relationships, in our conversations, is to season our conversation with grace and look for opportunities to share the gospel and to tell the truth, and let God do with it what he will.
Exactly. Well, that's the tough thing, Adam, and maybe, you know, I know what's happened to me sometimes is that you get in the situation and you have this sense that the Spirit is leading you down that road of righteous anger, right? And you and you go, God, I can't say that. I don't want to hurt their feelings. No, that's what you got to say. And exactly what you're saying. And you just say, okay, God, you're using me. I've said use me. And now God's using you. And you go, hey, I don't want to be used. You know, it's like we want to be like Jonah. Oh, now, you know, God, we know what you're going to do. You're going to save these knuckleheads. They don't deserve it. You know, oh, hey, you want me to swallow you up in a fish? You know, I can make that happen again. You know, I've done it before. You know, but it's tough when you're in that situation because, you know, you have your own persona, but this is where this is when it comes down to: are you really sold out for God? Are you really trusting in God? Because you say, "Hey, look, I want to lead people to you, Lord." Your way or my way,
right?
Right.
Right. And you know, obviously, it's going to be His way, and He invites us to participate in His way. And sometimes, even when we're being knuckleheads, He uses us anyway. You know, Jonah actively tried to go the other direction. And God wouldn't let him, you know? And I think sometimes I had a conversation once in a bookstore. It was the end of a week. I just wanted to sit and drink a cup of coffee after work. Guy starts talking to me, and he's clearly homeless. I'm like, oh, not now. I don't want to talk.
Right.
And he starts talking about Wicca, and he starts talking about paganism. I'm like, holy cow, this guy is evangelizing me on Wicca.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, God, I'm going to play ball here. And we ended up talking for like 3 hours. And I don't know what came up.
Wow.
But it was the entire rest of the evening. And actually, it was a cold winter night. Mm. And I knew he had no place to go. I'm like, you want to go get something to eat? Come on, let's go. So we went out and had dinner at, you know, some restaurant. And I didn't do it because I was particularly holy. I did it because this guy was evangelizing me. I'm like, all right, I need to meet him halfway here, and I need to share the truth with him.
Right, exactly. Well, and at least he, you know, he participated. And that you could sit down, and no doubt you came away with some different insight. And you see, this is the blessing. Yeah, exactly. But that's the thing you trust. You say, look, it's not me. It's the Holy Spirit working through me. And you just have to trust that that's what it is. But again, we have to, I think this is the challenge about the road we've chosen and the cross we've chosen to carry is that you do so with, you know, an abandonment of your own agenda.
That's exactly right.
Which is so counterculture. It's so countercultural, right?
Yeah, it is. It's absolutely countercultural, Bill.
Yeah. And I hope people understand, you know, where we're coming from. Are we in no way claiming any kind of perfection whatsoever?
No, not at all.
If anything, sometimes we almost have to laugh at ourselves and laugh with God because God is using us. And at times, in some of the most ridiculous areas, you think, God, you know, couldn't you have picked somebody else that was more ill-equipped than me?
Right.
<You know?
laughs> That's right, Bill.
Adam Holtz, you're awesome, buddy. Have a great weekend. Take care.
Thanks, Bill.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.